IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom to discuss today's topic, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh Mahdavi, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, salam alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Quds Rally all across the world, its messages and importance in today's world. As we know, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan was named as the Day of Quds or Quds Day by the late Imam Khomeini. Especially this year, I think this rally is more significant because of the Israeli and Zionist attacks on Gaza and the Gaza's children in Palestine. So, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, let's start with you. The late Imam Khomeini on that time, it's more than 40 years now, around 50 years now, named the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the Quds Day. He felt a kind of importance and we can say significance for this day and naming this day, especially in the holy month of Ramadan, which is believed to be belonging to all Muslims around the world. How do you think this day is significant and its rally is significant in this year, especially in this Ramadan?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe in this year and in this holy month of Ramadan is much more important than the previous one, because the nature, the reality of the Zionism has been appeared for all human beings. Everybody understood that the Zionist regime is against the humanity.
Yes.
Not only against the Muslim people and Palestinians, but against humanity in general. Maybe in, last years and last time, it was somehow, to some extent, ambiguous for some people. But everybody right now, in front of the eyes of all people, they're committing crime.
Yes.
Biggest genocide on the world. Yes. They're killing, massacring innocent boys and children.
Yes.
Many people have been killed and massacred in Gaza,
yes,
and in the Palestinian lands.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I can claim that the most of people, and especially the Muslims, they are quiet against the Zionist,
yes,
crime.
Yes. At the same time, so many voices can be heard now. I mean, so many of the powers and the superpowers in the world, these liberal capital countries and the communities are silent. But at the same time, so many truth seekers, justice seekers, are announcing their voice to the world that this is wrong. What's happening is against humanity.
I want to say that is it enough to announce,
yes,
only and to condemn the,
yes,
crimes of the Zionist regime or not?
Yes.
For example, in the verses of Noble Quran, we have that وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ,
mm-hmm,
prepare against them whatever you can of power and war horses to frighten them by the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
According to the verse of Noble Quran, we should prepare whatever we have financially, militarily, any kind of support, morally, and any possible support we can for the Palestinian lands,
yes,
and for the support of humanity.
Yes.
Because what is a crime of the innocent boys and children?
Yes.
They have been bombarded by the Zionist regime.
That's right. Okay, and it's been continuous, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Till now, we are producing this program. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, what about you, brother? How do you find this year's Quds rally more significant than the last year's?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As my brother mentioned, I also have to say the world has changed.
Yes.
And this year, definitely we will see something different from other years. In the last years, we would see maybe only Muslims and some other people who are not Muslims taking part in this rally. But this year, everything has changed, and we can see the change in the world too. This year we see that the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran says that all supplying ways of Israel must be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And following this, though there are some countries that they not pay attention to this, yes. I mean the government, not the people,
yeah.
but we see this blessed thing will happen, this brave action from Yemeni brothers will happen,
yes.
that all these big ship
yes.
for Israel or any ship which is targeting Israeli ports,
yes.
will be attacked by drones and missiles, Yemeni missiles. Unfortunately, we see some other countries, I mean Muslim countries, they are paving the ground or creating another shortcut for supplying Israel. I think the rallies for this year, if it happens in a mass crowded, yes. in those countries around yeah. Israel, I mean Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and other countries,
yes.
so the government will be at risk. They will not actually open another way
yes.
for Israel to supply Israel when they are really under pressure from the sea ways that they might have.
Yes.
Right now, they don't have any access to those ways.
Yes.
The only way is this actually land way that these countries have opened for
yes.
them. So participating in big rallies in those countries from our Muslim brother will put the government at risk to think, are we gonna continue this or not? And we have to consider.
Yes.
I mean, and right now I'm gonna address our dear brothers, Muslim sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Allah says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مَوْتَ أَنْ يَغِيظُوا الْكُفَّارَ وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. Meaning what? You are not stepping on the path
yes.
in which you make angry the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except if Allah will write for you a good action. So exactly, you are stepping on the path. When you are participating in the rally of Quds,
yes.
you are stepping on a path which will make angry the whole world. I've heard weeks ago, we
yes.
would hear that, okay, now you see the people of Khomeini everywhere, all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because this movement
yes.
had been initiated by Imam Khomeini,
yes.
late Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
And every people, every person, no matter which religion he is following,
yes.
if he participate in this opposition, in yes. this protest against Israel, he is following that
yes.
actually blessed and divine.
And yeah. every year the Quds rally was mostly after the freedom and the right of the people of Palestine. But I think this year it would be with the slogans and mottos against Israel and
yes.
Zionism. And this must be more significant, because as Sheikh Nur Muhammad said, what they are doing is really a genocide.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So the true face of Israel, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is shown to the world now. So what is your suggestion for our Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world? How to be united against Israel and the Zionism power?
First of all, I think they should have the, you know, the clarification via media. I think it's very important to support Palestine
mm-hmm.
in the social media, try to clarify the issue for all human beings, for all, you know, people, Muslim or non-Muslim, because you know that unfortunately there are some doubts
yes.
and misunderstanding
yes.
against the Palestinian people. And this, you know, if you search different media,
yes.
they have some question
yes.
for the, for example, against the Hamas or
yes.
against the Palestinians. So first of all, and maybe the priority
yes.
actually comes to the jihad of tabyin
uh-huh.
or the jihad of clarification.
What Ayatollah Khamenei called the jihad of tabyin. That's
exactly.
Right. Okay.
I think it's the first and foremost important point that everybody,
uh-huh.
especially
very
the Muslim,
good.
They should try to do that. So they should clarify the real face of the Zionism.
Uh-huh.
They should explain this false propaganda in this media, and try to explain why that the Israeli regime started and initiated the war against the Palestinians.
Yes.
And actually, you know that...
It's not something new, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 1358, the late Imam Khomeini, according to the solar calendar, issued this, we can say, verdict against Israeli on that time, more than 45 years.
Exactly. The, yes. For example, they have been made some false video clips against yes. the Hamas. Yes. We should explain about this issue. We mm-hmm. should make it clear
yes.
that the Palestinian people are yes. fighting for the rights and they did not committed any crime yes. or massacre. Actually, the question goes to the Zionist regime who yes. started and initiated yes. this war against humanity.
And who is going to kill the children, you know, in today's world with all these bombardments, unfortunately, the chemical weapons that they are using, putting water in the tunnels, you know, killing the people alive. And who is going to attack, for example, schools, universities, hospitals all around the world? And as you said, so many of the so-called humanitarian organizations are becoming silent. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, your final remarks about the significance of Quds rally this year.
I think this awareness must be increased in all people all around the world that yes. When you look at the world, you know, as you said, all these official organizations that we can see all around the world, all of them, they kept silent. Why?
Yes.
What's the question behind it? Why they don't say anything? Or if they say, they quickly say something and they are not going to support their word. It shows that everything is in the hand of Israel. So you don't have any right to protest, I mean, officially in the world. So UN will say nothing. Two, three times they tried to issue resolution against Israel. But yes. we saw how U.S. vetoed.
Yes.
the resolution.
Yes.
So it shows why. It shows that, okay, killing people when they are gathered to take some bread after not taking anything for a week, and then you bomb those gathering, it shows that this is legal based on their understanding of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Attacking ambulances,
yes,
based on their viewpoint and worldview is legal. Why? Because no one can say anything. The organization WHO
yes.
can say nothing. This is their responsibility to say, defend from the oppressed people.
Yes.
These are hospitals. Yes. They attacked and bombarded the hospital of Ma'marani.
Ash-Shifa. Yes.
Ash-Shifa.
That's right.
Under this pretext that, okay, Hamas people were there.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find anything. Even their media
yes.
made fun of them, saying that, okay, your soldiers got into the hospital. They couldn't find anything there.
Mm-hmm.
So WHO said nothing. Why?
Sorry, because more than 200 journalists have been killed.
Yeah.
No one can say anything.
Why? Because it's in their hands.
From different news agencies around the world, even the Western ones, you know, in the world. And what's happening in Palestine today and in Gaza Strip today, it is not limited only to the people of Gaza or Palestine, okay? So it shows that if Zionism and Israeli find the power, they are ready to assassinate and kill every truth seeker and justice seeker across the world.
So that's why we see that media, yes. all these organizations, they're all in the hand of great shaitan.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at upon this saying of Imam Khomeini that U.S. government is the great shaitan,
yes.
so we can see this saying how embodied or presented in their action these days.
That's right. Ayatollah Khamenei has said that every inch of Palestine is an inch of Muslim's house. Any government other than a Palestinian one and other than a Muslim one over Palestine is a usurper one. Our world is what Imam Khomeini said. Israel must be wiped away. It is not fighting with Jews. The issue is usurping the house of Muslims. May Allah free Palestine and inshallah the people of Gaza and the children of innocent children. Really, the footage and the videos that are on the social media are really heartbreaking. You cannot even tolerate, you know, seeing and watching even 1 second of the footage and the video of the innocent children without food, without water, without medicine, without shelter in the cold weather of the winter over there, you know, under bombardment. And unfortunately, as you said, so many of the official formal organizations around the world are still quiet. And this is a sad news for the so-called world who is after freedom, justice around the world.
You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Palestine free.
Yes.
If the Islamic Ummah, they have and they do their responsibility.
And are awakened. That's right. Thank you, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Mahdavi, for a nice elaboration regarding Al-Quds Day and the Quds rally this year in this holy month of Ramadan. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at pastorday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Free Palestine.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land.